May I have this dance? Oh my. My apologies, dear one. I am sorry for startling you. My name is Countess Isabella von Dracula. What is yours? A fine name for a fine young man. May I sit down? I noticed you were sitting here all alone, while everyone else dances. Is something troubling you? Oh dear. No one deserves to be ignored like that. Not a single girl has accepted your offers to dance. None have even asked you. No representatives seeking you out, either. Why would that be? 7th in line. Well, no wonder everyone's ignoring you. You don't have much to offer besides yourself, do you? Petty power politics. I've never had much of a taste of it for myself. It's impossible to find anyone who doesn't want you for your money at these galas. Well, I suppose my night has been all right. Boring, but all right. Thank you for asking, though. At least someone at this gala is interested in how I'm feeling. If I had known all these nobles were interested in was my estate, I think I would have rather stayed home. Yes, my estate. I did mention I was a countess, no? My memory may be getting rusty in my old age. I am the ruler of a humble county to the east of this realm called Ruvania. Have you heard of it? I suppose not. As I said, I despise politics. I generally keep to myself and to my estate. Young man, you do know it's rude to ask a lady her age, don't you? Dear, I was only joking. Yes, I did mention my old age. I am older than you know, sweetheart. Trust me, I'm very experienced. Oh my, quite the silver tongue you have, dear. Thank you. It takes a great amount of effort to keep myself looking this good. I'm happy it's appreciated. Tell me, young man, what is it you find most attractive about me? Is it my deep red eyes? Perhaps my perfect pale skin? Or maybe it's my ample curves that you fancy. Look at you squirm. It's all right. It's all right. I'm just teasing. In all seriousness, I appreciate the compliments. It's been a while since someone told me how good I look. Well, I'm enjoying this chat as well, sweetheart. It's so refreshing to talk with someone who isn't blowing their own hot air. Ah, it seems a new song is starting. My offer from earlier still stands. Would you like to dance with me? Of course I don't care if you're 7th in line. I'm not interested in some fancy title, dear. I'm interested in you. Now come. Take my hand. Good boy. Let me lead you to the ballroom floor. What's wrong? You're clinging to my arm. Ignore them, little one. They've shunned you all night. They shouldn't be surprised someone swooped in to claim such a handsome young man. Yes, handsome. Your face is so red, flushed with warm blood running through your veins. So close to the skin. My apologies, dear. I lose myself in thought sometimes. All right, let's start. Silly me, I should have known. You've never danced with someone, have you? Well, it's quite all right. I'll teach you. Step in close to me. Closer. There. Now. Wrap one arm around my waist, and I'll place one of mine on your shoulder. Good. Now put your other hand in mine. There you go. You're a natural. I'm going to start moving. You just match my movements. And try not to step on my feet. That's never a good way to woo a lady. You're actually quite good at this. Are you sure this is your first time? I'm only teasing, dear. This is your family's gala, isn't it? It's quite nice. Have you been to many before? Aw, many lonely nights, A shame. A young man like you should be dancing with every woman in this ballroom. But instead, due to your place in line, they won't so much as acknowledge your existence. The nerve of some people. Well, more of you for me, I suppose. I wouldn't give up a dancing partner like you for an eternity. And I don't intend to, either. Why, thank you. I'm glad you're enjoying your first dance. First time should always be special. Yes. I suppose you could lay your head on my chest. If it makes you more comfortable, go ahead. Feel your heart beating against my stomach. Such strong pumps. You don't feel my heartbeat. Strange. It still feels all right, though. Oh, wonderful. That's it. Let your eyes droop if you wish. Just feel my body pressed against yours while we dance, ever so gracefully. Seems we're drawing quite a bit of attention. Oh dear. Is that your family there, across the ballroom? It is. Oh, they are staring daggers at us. Especially your parents. Perhaps they think their son is about to be whisked away by an older vixen, tempted by her pale beauty and experienced charms. You seem to enjoy that idea. You can't hide that little smile from me, dear. Maybe. You're adorable. You look positively flushed, dear. Is that because of the fruit punch you were nursing? Or perhaps it's because of me. How about we go get some air? The atmosphere in here is stuffy with uptight nobility, and I think you'd enjoy the moonlight. I hear the stars shine bright in this realm, unlike the foggy skies I know. Wonderful. Hold my hand, dear. Let me lead you out to the balcony. Oh, doesn't the breeze feel so wonderful against your skin? I do so love the briskness of a cold autumn night. Oh, feeling cold? Here, I'll hold you close. We'll preserve some body heat that way. Come, dear. Don't be shy. There we are. Feeling better. Shh. It's all right. It's just a wolf. There. You're safe here, dear. You're safe in my embrace. Oh, look at you. Your face gleams in the moonlight. Such a handsome boy. Why did I approach you? Well, I've actually been looking for someone to share my humble abode with, but it's been a boring hunt. All these nobles. All they ask me about is my estate. All they talk about is themselves and how great they are, and their titles, and blah, blah, blah. I find such self-flattery extremely unattractive. And when I saw you sitting alone, well, you seemed like a kindred spirit. In that regard, it doesn't hurt that you're absolutely gorgeous either. Oh, there's that blush again. Listen, you turned my night from a boring, lonely chore into one of the most enjoyable evenings I've had in a very long time. I do believe I should repay you somehow. Any ideas? It's all right. I have a few. Just let me cup your face and... Aw, that was your first kiss. I am honored. Come here. Let me give you some more. Your lips taste delicious, dear. Dear, what's wrong? Why are you stepping away from me? Oh, I see. I suppose the ruse is over. Yes. What you felt when we kissed were... thanks. If you somehow haven't guessed from the pointy teeth, my apparent lack of a heartbeat and just about everything else about me, I am a vampire. One of the only ones left in this realm, it seems. I what? No! I was never planning on just draining you. I am a lady. I have standards. And besides, I would never leave someone on the ground bleeding out based on principle alone. It's barbaric what some of my fellow vampires have done in centuries past. Wait. Please, don't be scared. I'm not going to hurt you. Look, I know. I'm a monster. I prey on humans, drink blood to survive, and I live in a shadowy castle in a mysterious foggy realm. I don't blame you if you're afraid of me, but I meant all those things I've said tonight. I truly have. You are the only person I've been this close with in centuries who hasn't immediately turned tail and ran from me. You've talked with me, danced with me. You've even given me your first kiss. And the fact that you've trusted me with your worries, your vulnerabilities, it means so much to this old vampire. I suppose that, yes, I do love you. As early as it is, I feel a sort of connection with you. Do you not feel the same? I understand if this is all too much for you. Say the word and I'll leave. It's the least I could do for misleading you all this time. You wish for me to stay? Oh, even more? Turn you? Oh, my dear. If you loved me as well, all you had to do was say so. you're serious? Dear, it's not that simple. There's a reason there aren't that many of us around. It's a rather strenuous process, and you'd be abandoning everything you know, just to be like me. You're adamant about this, aren't you? Well, I think we can keep that discussion in the back of our minds for later. In the meantime, however, I do think my search for another has ended with you. How about it, sweetie? Would you like to come live with me? I'll make sure to give you as much attention as possible. No more lonely nights. And for every bite of your neck, 100 kisses will follow. If you'd like, I may even make you my thrall. Such rapid knots. What a good boy. You want to be my thrall. My handsome little servant. Anything to get away from here, huh? Well, if you're sure. Come here, sweet one. Come embrace your new mistress. Good boy. Your blood smells absolutely exquisite, darling. I can't wait to take you back with me. sweet one. Are you absolutely sure you want to leave with me? This is a very big decision, so if you have any second thoughts... Oh. Oh, my darling. I can feel you against my leg, down there. I guess you're sure then. Well, I must admit, it feels rather nice. Why don't we celebrate a night well spent together? What's that? Oh, sweetheart. I think it was implied that you were a virgin when I stole your first kiss. But I'll stop if you want to. Like I said earlier, first time should be special. No? Keep going. Good boy. Don't worry. I'll be gentle. An excellent point, dear. We wouldn't want anyone to interrupt us. Ah, I know. Here. Come in real close to me. Oh, there you go. Now I can just wrap my cape around you, and voila. Now if anyone were to step into the balcony, all they'd see is my tall, dark, brooding self. And I'd be able to play with you the whole time, without anyone knowing. That's a good boy. Lay your head back against my hand. Let my lips trail little kisses around your neck, while my other hand slides down inside your pants. You are so hard for me. Just look at this wonderful cock of yours. Goodness, you are just the whole package, aren't you? Do you feel that? My hand slowly stroking your member, up and down. Feels good, doesn't it? Feel free to moan, dear. No one's around right now. And I'll let you know if you need to quiet down. For now, I want you to enjoy my touch. To cry out with pleasure as I hold you in my embrace. Good boy. Just keep moaning. And whimpering for me like a good boy. Yes. Just feel me. Your arms are clinging to my waist. How precious. I wonder if I can make you hold on even tighter. Oh, you really like it when I touch you. Right between the head and the underside of your shaft, don't you? What a delicious weak spot. Even harder. Oh, I can feel the blood rushing down into your cock, making it nice and full for me. Now, I ask you one last time, little one. Are you sure you wish to continue? There's no turning back after this. If you want to keep going, then you will officially become mine. Understand? Mine to order. Mine to feed upon. Mine to take care of. Mine to make love to. Are you certain? Then let me reach through the slit of my dress and pull my undergarments aside. Oh, do you see that little human? My dexterous fingers parting my soft lower lips, revealing my glistening vagina to you. What a cute expression. Is this your first time seeing a woman's sex? How sweet. Now, in order to make you my thrall, I need to feed from you during intercourse. Look at that cute little blush. Your penis seems to be enjoying the idea too. Look at it twitch and bounce for me. I ask you one last time. Are you sure you want to continue? Very well then. Come here, darling. Come let Mistress hold you close. Don't worry. I know it's your first. I'll take the lead. Feel my hand guide your cock, bringing it slowly closer toward my womanhood. That's it. Nuzzle into my neck. Do you feel that, dear? My wet lower lips sliding all over your head, making it nice and wet. Ready to slip inside, mistress. Good boy. I'm going to slide it in now, okay? Wrap your arms around me tighter. There you go. Now, just let me... push you inside. Doesn't it feel good inside my cunt little thrall? It's nice and warm for you. isn't it? I bet you didn't expect a vampire's pussy to be so inviting. All right, now. I'll just guide your body with my hands, moving you in and out of me, slowly. Oh, darling. Oh, darling. Your moans are so beautiful. Oh. Oh. They drive me wild with lust. Oh. Simply heavenly. Oh, your legs are shaking. Lean against me, dear. Oh, that's it. Let me support you. Just keep thrusting into my warm, inviting pussy. Soft. Playing with it feels so nice. Yes. My little thrall. I like your hair. I like your body. And I love you.
Good evening, miss. I am Countess Isabella von Dracula. Ah, you're the mother of the man I danced with. Yes, he did come out here with me. I'm afraid he... No, it's nothing. Just a minor injury I suffered on the way to your wonderful estate. It must be flaring up again. As I was saying... Your son went back inside after we talked. I hope you find him, my lady. He's a wonderful man indeed. Wandering about the gala all alone. It'd be shame for such a catch to be ignored like that, no?
Okay, she's gone. Oh, goodness, that was close. Did you really have to keep fucking me during my conversation with your mother? Imagine if she had caught us. I think you're getting even harder. You bad boy. What a naughty thrall you are. My, I haven't had this much excitement in forever. You're getting closer to coming, aren't you? I can see you shaking. Here, lean against one of the pillars. There you go. I'm just going to start. Rolling my hips atop your cock. You can come whenever you want. All right, dear. Just tell Mistress when you're close. Oh, you feel so good, boy. I can practically smell the heat emanating from you. The warm blood flowing throughout your young, hot body. You're close. Okay. Bare your neck to me, sweetie. Now, I'm going to bite you as you come inside me. And officially make you my thrall. Steel yourself, young one. I can't promise it will be gentle. Divine, darling. Are you feeling all right, dear? Not too painful? Good. Just a few more drops. There. Now, sweetheart, you'll never know how precious you look right now. Leaning back against the pillar with your mouth agape, lids drooped in ecstasy. Here. Let me clean your neck up. I can feel your very essence inside of me. Your blood and your seed. They feel so warm. Did you enjoy it, sweetheart? Was your first time enjoyable? You are such a good boy. I'm glad you loved it, darling. Your eyes are turning red. It worked. Feeling different. I suppose the process is slower than I remember. But that's all right. You'll have all the time you need at my estate. I love you too, my little thrall. Get off of you. Oh, darling. You gave me so much. Look at all of that cum dripping out of me. Yes, I am very proud of you. Now, you go run off and pack up your things. I'll inform your parents of your decision to come with me. And when we arrive at my abode, we'll keep making love until the sun rises. Oh, I wouldn't worry about them refusing. After all, who would refuse a powerful and dangerous vampire such as myself? I'm joking, of course. But don't worry your pretty little head about it. I'll make it work. Before we go, let's share one final dance together here in the moonlight. I want to feel your head against my chest one last time before we depart. Good boy. Mistress can't wait to play with our sexy new thrall again.